Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture, and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights, or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. It's David here, otherwise known as an Englishman in the Balkans. But today I'm taking you a little further afield to East Africa, and specifically to Ethiopia, where in 2012, that's 13 years ago, I found myself standing in a small university radio studio surrounded by eager young voices, totally dusty mixing desks, and the quiet crackle of change in the air. And this short story is about community radio, about learning across cultures, and about what it means to teach and still be the one doing the learning. So let me take you back. As I said, it's early 2012, and two Ethiopian universities at Haramaya and Hawassa were granted licenses to set up their own community radio stations. Now, these were more than just technical facilities. They were very ambitious platforms meant to connect campuses with their surrounding communities, bringing education, culture, and conversation to the airwaves. Back then, I was invited to join the project as a media trainer, focusing on two very specific and very important things: presentation techniques and program scheduling. On paper, it looked straightforward, and while I was here in Bosnia prior to traveling, I managed to put something together which I thought would be very easy to implement and very effective. But like all good stories, it was anything but. Now, we weren't talking about glossy commercial radio or morning DJ patter that I needed to teach. This was about finding your authentic voice, a voice that reflected the community, that could connect. And many of the young volunteers, both at Haramaya and Hawassa, had never even spoken into a microphone before, let alone hosted a program or led a discussion on air. There were lots of things to talk about: breathing exercises, posture, understanding tone and pace, how to frame a story with empathy, and how to guide a conversation, not dominate it. And here's what stood out: the raw talent they had. The students came with natural warmth, curiosity, and had an eagerness to learn. And soon we were hearing beautifully delivered news updates, health awareness programs, youth-led interviews, even music and poetry shows, all in Amharic and Afan Oromo, which are the languages of Ethiopia. There was nothing in English, and that was really difficult for me. But they weren't just learning to speak, they were learning to be heard. But perhaps a greater challenge for me was the program structure. You see, in established broadcasting environments, programming follows a fairly predictable rhythm. But in Ethiopia, especially with these newly licensed university radio stations, it was all being invented. And I had some big questions. What does a balanced schedule look like in a multi-language, multicultural region? I thought I could nail it because I've worked in Bosnia and Herzegovina and elsewhere in the Western Balkans. How do you balance community needs with campus life? And what time of day are farmers tuning in? When do students want music? And when do parents want education programs? I was working closely with the teams at HUFM 91.5 in Haramaya and the volunteers in Hawassa, and building a basic schedule from scratch, block by block. We mapped mornings for health and agriculture, midday for campus announcements and some student shows, and the evenings for storytelling, music and community affairs. What emerged wasn't just a timetable, something that I was used to. It was more a sonic rhythm, if I can use that phrase, for an entire community. And let's make no mistake about it, it was very messy. So we had to keep revising it, adapting it, and sometimes had to throw out what didn't work and listen. Really listen to what the audience wanted. Now, the part I carry with me most from being on that project isn't the training or the scheduling. It's the moments in between, And I think these are very important. For example, the tea breaks when we discussed cultural taboos. And Ethiopia has a fair number of those. The laughter when someone froze while reading something mid-sentence while they were on the air. I mean, everybody does it. I've done it. If you're going to get into radio, you'll do it as well. So we had some of that. And for me, the challenge of adjusting my own expectations to fit a context so very, very much different from what I knew and up to that point had experienced. I came to teach, but I learnt just as much, basically about respect and humility and about the incredible power of local storytelling. I suppose is what every training session I've been on, wherever I've been, is the local storytelling aspect and the word storytelling the most important out of that. Looking back now after 13 years, I realise that community radio, especially in regions like rural Ethiopia, and here in Bosnia and Herzegovina as well, it isn't just about broadcasting. It's about belonging. It's about your voice, their voice, our voices, in every sense of the word. And it's about creating a space where young people, elders, educators, and even visiting Brits like me can all find something that resonates. So my story from Ethiopia in 2012 was one of a few short weeks that left a lasting impact and a reminder to me that wherever I go in the world, good storytelling, authentic, local, and heartfelt storytelling has the power to transform. I have a question for you. If you've ever worked in community radio or listened to it, I'd love to hear your thoughts and maybe discuss it in a future podcast. So until next time, from the village here in northern Bosnia and Herzegovina to East Africa and beyond, I'm saying stay careful, stay safe, stay inquisitive, and vidi misa opet. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!